Remainers hope older Brexit voters dying will tilt EU referendum rerun. By Jack Montgomery on January 18, 2019. Anti-Brexit journalists and politicians have been criticized for appearing to cheer the death of older voters, hoping attrition of the largely Brexit voting demographic will allow them to win a rerun of the 2016 referendum on Britain's EU membership. Polly Toynbee, the left Liberal Guardian newspaper's flagship columnist before younger leftists such as Owen Jones rose to prominence, boasted in a widely circulated column that January 19 was swing Saturday or crossover day, when the country turns Remain. Enough old leavers will have died and enough young Remainers will have come onto the electoral register to turn the dial on what the country thinks about Brexit, the 72-year-old explained, saying Remainers should use the opportunity to force a second referendum. Parliament must seize control. Logic, if logic were to prevail, suggests the only answer that will rescue both party leaders is to have a great national consultation and a referendum imposed upon them, she suggested. Joe Murphy, political editor of George Osborne's Evening Standard, meanwhile, suggested that an alleged shortage of blood pressure pills could help tilt what he described as a hashtag deatherendum in Remain's favor. Danger to gamins, observed the heavyset journalist. Gammon being a racist term of abuse comparing the appearance of older white voters to a type of cured ham. Blood pressure pills among drugs running short due to pre-Brexit scares. That might even tilt the hashtag deatherendum. Deatherendum was the name of a recently launched website which purported to track the deaths of older Leave voters, which was closed down yesterday after the EU-based owner complained it had turned into a platform for Leavers to hurl abuse my way. Murphy, too, deleted his hashtag deatherendum in shame after an appalled social media user wrote, "So we've got Jeremy Vine, having a debate re old folks shouldn't have a vote. And Polly Toynbee, imagining lots of old Leavers have died and now Joe laughing, at, older people are running out of meds. What is the matter with journalists at the moment?" It is not only journalists who have appeared to welcome the deaths of older voters with relish. However, with Labour's leader in the European Parliament, Richard Corbett MEP, observing where there's death there's hope in November 2018, over two-thirds of voters at that time backed staying in the European Economic Community. As the EU then was, making it rather remarkable that such a large majority of the same demographic had become leavers by the time of the 2016 referendum, after four decades of experience with the bloc. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.